We are in Advent, which is at this time of waiting. And I mean, when we wait, we often, well, we can wait for a long time, but when that waiting ends in some way, I kind of find that there's often unexpected things happen. And so I want to talk about some of these unexpected from the story we just heard in Luke. And I also want to, I'll share a little bit of something that happened for me in a kind of waiting period, and I'm also looking for some interaction, so we'll see how this goes. And so three ways, this is for everyone, but kids, I mean, you've got to help me out here, all right? But adults too. So if I say get it, then I want you guys to just straight back, got it, okay? So if I say get it,
got it.
Oh, this is just wonderful, okay? Now the second thing I need is that anytime I say Mary, all right, just real sharp like you just were, and short and concise, but just like that, I want you to say, she wasn't expecting that. Okay? So anytime I say Mary,
she wasn't expecting that.
Oh, this is glorious. You guys are a great crowd. Cool. And so we just want to do a bit of that throughout. And I'm also going to pause at certain times. This is a time of worship to listen what I've been wrestling with this week, what I've been praying over, what I've been wanting to or feeling to say to you guys, and I guess I just want to kind of incorporate that together and maybe share a little bit, that sort of thing, not too scarily, but we'll see how we go. So first up, let's start with Gabriel. And we see Gabriel elsewhere. We see the angel Gabriel in Daniel, and we also see the angel Gabriel just before this passage with Zechariah as well. And now he appears here to Mary. Oh, so good. Now, I've never had, you can give more gutso, give plenty of gutso. I've never had an angel appear to me, but I have had God tell me some things in a dream. And like Mary, I wasn't expecting that. I had a dream, just briefly. I was walking up a street with some friends. I was attacked by a dog. We were all attacked by this dog. It decided to come after me. I turned and faced it and made friends with it somehow. And friends came back, and we carried on walking. And someone suggested turning the collar inside out. Sorry, I realize I'm talking very fast at this point. Turn the collar inside out, and there was a New Zealand cell phone number, a 021 number. Never called it, still got it written down, but never called it. I called it in the dream, though, and the person answered, "Hello, Vincent." And I said, "Hi, is this Dan?" which was the name on the collar. "I think I've got your dog." And he said, "Yeah, this is Dan Cornelius." And I woke up, and Dan and Angela Cornelius are missionaries in Thailand. So that's the kind of basis of this dream that I had. And I'll talk about it a bit more as we go. So Gabriel says, "The Lord is with you." And this is really important here. It's not a wish or a hope or something that is new. It is the reality. God is with Mary. God is with her now, and God is with her in the task to come. But this is, I want to call this descriptive, not prescriptive. Okay, so this is Luke who wrote it here, telling us, describing to us what has happened. And the angel says God is with Mary. So good. But we don't, so it's not prescriptive because we don't need an angel to tell us this. Right? If you haven't had an angel tell you, it's okay. Because everyone. You got to know that because of Jesus and the fact that we know later in the story, slightly later, that he sent the Holy Spirit to be with us now, because of this very story here, means that just like Gabriel says to Mary, that God is with her, because of who Jesus is, as the angel proclaims it, the Son of God, Jesus is with you too. Get it? Good. Gabriel goes on to give some explanation of what is going to happen and tells Mary some of the details. But I don't know how young kids are getting phones these days, but I feel like it's kind of like a text message, right? All the details aren't there. Or I'm only speaking from when I was a teenager, but a conversation with a teenager, right? Just kind of those half statements. You kind of get some of it, not the whole picture, you know? Maybe, sorry, teens in the room, not having a jab at you. Cam, you're an exception. I stayed with the Shacks this week. Where's he? Oh, there he is. Mate, he's a talker. Good to go. So Gabriel does not tell Mary. Oh, you guys are slipping. Gabriel doesn't tell her what she has to do each step of the way, but gives enough detail to give her purpose, to encourage her, and to set her in the direction of that which is required. Because I find sometimes getting all the details would just be too overwhelming. For me, with my dream, if God had told me how tough and desperately hard and exhausting, how many relationships were going to be made and suffer, living, working overseas, I would have said no. Quite frankly. And Mary, I mean, she was going to see her son on a cross, right? For me, it would have been a no can do if I'd known what was coming after this dream I had. Because we don't see the big picture, us humans, and kids, word for your future, you get worse at it as you get older. Adults, we're terrible at this, right? We're particularly good or bad, depending on which way you look at it, at making, we're bad at making things complicated. We make things complicated. And we focus on bad instead of good. And, I mean, this story gives some insight, I think, into why we kind of do that sometimes. And what is the last thing Gabriel does? What's the last thing Gabriel does? Leaves. All right. The last thing Gabriel does is leaves. Now, I was trying to imagine how an angel leaves, and I had a kind of like Michael Jackson kind of, you know, does he tap out like that? Does he just disappear? I don't know. I mean, if you kids have got any good ideas, then let me know. But the Gabriel leaves, and Mary is left alone after being told all these things, after being given that sort of responsibility. I can't imagine trying to do anything alone without Jesus, but I suspect most, if not all, could say that sometimes we feel very alone. Sometimes we feel like God is absent. But because of this story of Jesus coming to us, we know that God is present, even if we feel an absence. We can know, because of God coming as Jesus, that God is always with us. Is it good? Get it? Good. So I want to ask a question here. And this is what I mean just by kind of, you know, as worship together, sharing with one another. Why is it good to know that God is with you? How does it help to know that God is with you? There's no microphones. Well, just call it out, or just you can think on your own, that's fine. But I just want to just kind of corporately here, so this stuff doesn't just remain individual. So we got the, why is it good to know that God is with you, and how does it help to know that God is with you? Just call some short things out. Gets rid of fear. Hopeful, yeah.
Peace.
Contentment, cool.
Reassurance. Because he's stronger and bigger than I am.
It's good, eh? It's good to know. Good to be reminded. Next up, we have Mary, who does not complicate things and does not focus on what could go wrong. And her question here to the angel often gets compared to Zechariah's just beforehand. And he was made to not be able to talk for his questioning. So what's the difference? Well, I said before about this descriptive, prescriptive thing. Zechariah's doubt is not prescribing, it's not saying this is what happens. It's describing this is what happened, okay? So it's not saying that you're going to be punished if you doubt, okay? Just want to totally alleviate that from anywhere. It's not saying this is what will happen. It's saying what happened. Get it?
Got it.
Good. Mary? Oh, sharp, Luke. Well, it's not so much about doubt here for her, but more that she is being inquisitive. She's asking for more information, not proof of the pudding, so to speak, like Zechariah did. She's not demanding to see, but states how she is currently unable to see. Mary was expecting a Messiah that was to be divinely anointed, like kings were, like we heard in Rebecca's reading this morning, kingly language. She was not expecting the Messiah to be the Son of God. God himself. Mary, she does later go on, and her song is, couldn't get to it, but wonderful, and she shows how she's wrestling with some of these things. But at this point, how does she respond? I am the Lord's servant. she says. She knows her identity. It is a servant of God. Do you know that? Do you know that you can be a child of God? Do you know that when we believe in the same Jesus, we are divinely adopted into God's family? It tells us in Ephesians. And this is made possible because of this exact story. Mary, you guys are slipping, man. She knows who she is. It isn't that she is told this amazing stuff, which then leads her to believe that she is the Lord's servant. She knew that already. And we don't need something supernatural like an angel to happen, because we know that Jesus, because Jesus came in this way, and because of what we are told in Scripture, we are God's children. And because of that, we can respond each day like Mary. God. Oh, good. You're sharper than me on that one. God, I am your child. Your will be done. Now, as when I was a kid, there's many of my siblings and cousins, but grandma, we would always kind of palm her off, as you do, kind of, sometimes, maybe, when you're a kid. But she would tell us every day, wake up and say, thank you, Lord, for another day. Help me to live it to please you. And I know for a fact that since she died, quite a number of my siblings started saying that. None of us did it beforehand. And Mary didn't wait for God to tell her the next details, what to do with this baby, what to teach him, how to bring him up. She worked with what she had already learnt, what she knew to be true, and stepped into what was to come. After I had my dream, I woke up. Slightly stunned mullet, probably. But I do remember what I said. Okay, God. Didn't know what that meant, but okay. And I stepped into what was to come. I knew my job and everything that I had done before would have prepared me-ish for what I was stepping into. And I mean, currently, I wouldn't be here. Literally here. Just at TBC. I'd be on this earth, but not here at TBC. If it wasn't for stepping into that, for saying, okay, God. What would Mary's life have been? Oh, see, we're still here. This is good here. If she were, what would her life have been if she were not willing? She was willing to step into a whole lot of unknown. She knew what Gabriel told her. And she put some more pieces together. And what she did know for absolute certainty was that God was with her. That the Messiah, her child, was something far greater than she had imagined. And that she was going to do everything possible for God's work to be accomplished. Maybe you want to be this willing. Know that what it is like to be a child of God. If you don't know, kids, I'm sure, if you're not sure what it's like, what it is to be a child of God, I'm sure your parents would love to talk to you. I'd love it. Adults, are you in this? If not, come and talk afterwards. And if you are, what would you be prepared to step into? What are you prepared to say okay to? Are you willing to serve God like Mary did? Her life was about to be thrown into all kinds of chaos. What are you prepared for? Are you willing? If God asks us as TBC for his glory, as we say, would we be willing? This kind of willing? Can we just pray for us? Silently, on your own, just for like a minute. If you want to say something out loud, can we just pray for the willingness of this Tiranangi Baptist whānau? Is that all right? Just again to bring this worship together as a unit. I won't say anything else until I continue. But if anybody wants to just pray here out loud or whatever, let's just pray for us as a church. We've already mentioned plenty of the third character, but we have God in the story. He's doing some crazy things, some unexpected and extraordinary things. And again, just before this passage, it's easy to just look at Elizabeth and Zechariah, who were very old, had no children, had no chance of having any children now, but they have a child, John. And there's this kind of comparison here. Now we have a young woman who is not married, who does not have a husband, who has not had the right circumstances to have a child. But Luke is not pointing this out to say that Mary is worthy or holy. It's not just simply this level of it. Luke is pointing it out here as an obstacle that can only be overcome by the miraculous, creative zeal, as Rebecca read, of our Almighty God. Luke wants to be very clear. God has to and is doing some crazy things by bringing a baby. Nobody was expecting the Messiah to be God. This was something new. But God was ready to overcome all the obstacles and was working in extraordinary ways. Are we ready for God to work in extraordinary ways? Christ, for his glory, worked through Mary. I can't imagine she was. Here I am. We have to do the same. is God working in you? Are you willing? Are you prepared for God to work through you to overcome the obstacles? Willing to serve God in the unexpected? Unexpected places, whether that's at school, uni, work, car, dairy, gas station. Here I am, God. You're with me through my fear, my anxiety. Not wanting to talk to other people. Not wanting to smile. Whatever it is, I always have to remind myself to smile. How are you willing to serve God in unexpected times when you're not expecting it? When you're feeling differently? When you're sad, when you're alone, when you're around friends and family, Christian or not Christian? But are you willing for it to happen at an unexpected time? And are you willing to serve God in unexpected ways? Doing something potentially you never thought you were capable of. Or doing something that you're perfectly capable of and just stepping out a little bit. Showing somebody else some unexpected. Get to know, really know, why God being with you is important. Know it so in the good and the tough, you can really rely on Him. Get to know what it means for you to be a child of God, a servant, willing to serve in unexpected ways. Get to know how God is working in you now and how He's wanting to work through you when we are ready, hopefully, to say, "Here I am." Be willing to ask and be willing to respond. Here we are, God. Send us. Here I am, Lord. Send me.